Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Omid Aleph. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Mitzvah Hashem, today we're going to do Simen Reish Chav Tes, which deals with the bracha that one makes on a rainbow, as well as the bracha for the sun and us other astronomical bodies. The Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. Haroa Akeshes, if somebody sees a rainbow in the sky, he says the bracha, Omer Baruch Ato Hashem Okein Mechalam, again, Hushem Umalchus, Zoche Habris. And the girsa that the Mechaber has is without a vav, Zohar Habris Nemon Bevriso Vikayam Bimamoro. This is actually a combination of two brachos in the Gemara in Brachos, where there's a machlokis. One opinion is you make the bracha Zohar Bris, the other opinion is you make the bracha Nemon Bevriso Vikayam Bimamoro. And in fact, we say both of those brachos together in one nusach of one bracha. Indeed, the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel, I know we skipped Aleph and Beis, we'll get to them in a moment, says that the Rambam and the Tur have the Nusach V'ne'emon, Bivriso V'kayim B'mamoro, to connect the two and show that it's one bracha. And in fact, if you look in the Be'er Heitev in Sivkot and Aleph, he brings down there are those that unfortunately, incorrectly, say two separate brachas over here. Brachat Hashem Elokim Machalom Zohar Bris, and they say Brachat Hashem Elokim Machalom Nemon Bivriso V'kayim B'mamoro. They're making a mistake. He brings us down the name of the Taz and the Knesset HaGdola. We only make one combined bracha, not two separate brachos, as these posts can point out. And the Bir Halacha in Dibra Maskol Haro Bekeshes asks the question, and he says it's not clear if a person has to see the entire Tmunas Keshes to Chatzi Goren Agula, do you have to see the entire half bow of the rainbow, or is it enough, Afilu Miktsas Bimenu Dai, or be enough to just see part of the rainbow, not the entire rainbow, in order to require this bracha. The issue foot number two brings down, in Kesha Zuhi Kechatzi Gor Nagula, El She'eno Roa El Chatzi Mena, if it is the entire structure and you only see half of it, so Rav Yashiv, Satzal, Rav Nissen Karlish Shlita say that you can't make a bracha on it. However, Chaim Kanievsky brings down that you have to see the entire rainbow in order to be able to make the bracha. Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita Paskins that since this is a doubt over here, so he says you should not make the bracha with Shem Malchus unless you see the entire rainbow. Now we can go to the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph, and he writes, Ein kedai lahagid v'chaveru sheyesh keshes. One should not go around telling other people, oh, there's a rainbow there. Mitam motzi diba, because this is basically casting aspersions on Klal Yisrael. This is brought down in Chayei Adam, and this is based upon the reason for why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a rainbow into the world, and that's unfortunately, it's a fulfillment of his haftacha, as the bracha says, Nemon Bevriso V'kayim B'mamoro, to say that he's not going to destroy the world again, but unfortunately we are deserving of this kliya, this destruction, because we're doing various sins. And it's only because of the marble, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he wouldn't bring another marble again, and the rainbow is a reminder, so to say, of that fact, and therefore it's not a positive thing to see a rainbow. If you tell other people about it, you're basically casting aspersions on Klal Yisrael. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishneh Berurah says, Ubekan imra oso oda pam afilu b'toch shloshim yom chozu mevarach. If you see the rainbow again, even within a 30-day period of time, you're allowed to make a new bracha. And he says, how come over here? We don't wait 30 days. We don't say this rainbow has the same din as the other things, which you say you only make once in 30 days, because this rainbow that you originally made the bracha on is no longer here. And the rainbow that you're seeing now is a new entity. And therefore, it's and it's similar then to the bracha of thunder, which if it's a new storm, you do make another bracha, even if it's well within 30 days. And the Mishneh Berurah brought this din down in the name of the Shari Tshuva and the name of the Birki Yosef. Now, it's not actually the Birki Yosef in the Shari Tshuva he brings down, it's the Machzik Bracha, which is a sefer that's also written by the author of the Birki Yosef, the Chida. So I'm not sure why the Mishneh Berurah quotes it in the name of the Birki Yosef. It's the author of the Birki Yosef is what he intended. The issue for number one adds that even if the clouds haven't totally dissipated from the first time that you saw the rainbow, he brings down from the Ksos HaShulchan that you're still allowed to make a second bracha on this other rainbow because it's a different rainbow. However, the Birkas HaBayis brings down She'en Levarach Kishalon Nispazru Ovim. If the clouds haven't totally dissipated from the first time you saw the rainbow, it's like similar to the Re'emim, to the thunder, that if the storm is still there, even though it may have partially cleared for a little bit, but it's still the same storm, just like if it's still the same rainbow storm, so then you do not make a separate bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet brings down that we say Bivriso Rotsu Lomar Shelo Yavirenu Afal Pi Shirabu Harishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here is not going to go against his word, his bris, even though the people are deserving, unfortunately, of destruction. And what it means V'kayim B'mamoro Afilu Lo Hayah Bris. This is saying that even if there is no bris over here between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he won't bring a rainbow on the world again, won't bring a flood on the world again, as demonstrated by the rainbow. Even if he didn't make that haftocha, Kivin Shomar B'dibur B'almor, since he just even said, V'lo ye'od mabul l'shachei saritz, and Hashem promised Noach there would not be another mabul to destroy the world, so then baruhu sheyikayin mamoro. So therefore it's clear to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill his statement even without a bris, even without a haftocha. And this brought down the name of the Abu Dra. Now we go back to Mechaber. Mechaber says, V'osu l'stako bobiyosu, one should not look, gaze, for a long period of time at the rainbow. You look at it, you turn away, you make the bracha. The reasoning behind this, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hay explains, Hamistako bo biyoser ein of chaos. He brings down the Gemara in Chagiga that says if somebody stares at a rainbow, so then his eyes will become weak. Ela ro'ehu u'mevarech. He should look at it, turn away, and make the bracha. Because, again, the rainbow comes because of a negative, a fact that Klal Yisrael, the world deserved to be destroyed, and therefore it's not a good thing to look at it. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Haroa chama bitkufasa. If one sees the sun in its time period, which means at the same point in time that it was at the time of creation of the sun, it returns to its original position in the cycle of the sun, which is a 28-year cycle, as the Mechaber tells us, hu mechavches lechavches shana. Every 28 years, the last time we had this, I believe it was either 2008 to 2009, Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be around 28, 29 years later to go and make this bracha. So once in a 28-year bracha that a person has the opportunity to make it. And this is called Birchas HaChama. Those that remember back to 2008, 2009, or back to 1980, or even before, if people are listening that are older, so then this is a really special occasion and people make a very big deal out of it. And that's what the Mechaber is telling us over here, that when one sees the sun returning to its exact same position as Maaseh Bereishis, which occurs once every 28 years, and he says that this occurs v'atkufa b'tchilas lel daled. This time is at the start of Wednesday always. The astronomical bodies were placed into the sky on the fourth day. So the Mechaber says, kishiroa osam b'yom daled, when you see the sun early in the morning on the Wednesday of the 28-year cycle, so then, baboker, in the morning when you see it, omer baruch oseh maaseh bereishis. You make the bracha with Shem U'Malchus, Baruch Ato Hashem, L'kinim, L'cholam, Ose, Masa, Bereshis. If you notice, we have the word Masa, we have the word in brackets, so that's actually, if you look at the very end of the Shari Tshuva is all the way at the end of Oz Gimel, it's actually on the next page, so the Shari Tshuva brings down over there that the Shulchan Aruch originally had over here the words Baruch Ose, Bereshis, and he said this was just a printer's error, and it should say Ose, Masa, Bereshis, and he says this is partial, this is true, there is no Bracha Ose, Bereshis, it's Ose, Masa, Bereshis, but it was a printer's error. Our printers have already put it back in, and that's why it's in brackets, Ose, Masa, Bereshis. Let's look now at some of the particulars of this wonderful bracha. Sif Katan Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Makom Shehi Chozeres Shom L'Tchilas Hekeifa. This is the very start of the cycle, of the 28-year cycle that the sun, so to say, cycles through, and therefore you're going back to the very beginning. Hishas Tilias Hamaoros the Ei Sabria. This is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put up all the constellations, all the stars, the sun, the moon, in the sky, the planets, at the time of creation on the fourth day. And from that point on, each of the heavenly bodies has its cycle that it goes through. It's traversing the sky that it moves about, or that the other planets, such as the Earth, move around the sun. And we have this as a 28-year cycle until it comes exactly back to that same point, at the very start of the Wednesday, which is, of course, Tuesday night, which is the same way it was at the time of the Bria. Dishavut number 3 brings down, are women obligated in this bracha? He has a long discussion over here. One could argue that it's a mitzvah saseh shezman groma. Others say that it's not a mitzvah saseh shezman groma. And basically, you have two schools of thought with many different opinions within those schools of thought as to whether women should or should not say this bracha. There are certainly great gedolim that say that the women are allowed to say it, and certainly amongst Ashkenazim, where women are allowed to accept upon themselves to say a mitzvah saseh shezman groma with a bracha. Therefore, for Ashkenazic women, there would certainly not be a problem in them saying this bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin says that this tkufa occurs, hainu tkufas Nisan, it always occurs during the month of Nisan. And the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches says you do this in the morning, baboker, hainu lichatchila mitzvasa miyad lahakdim mad efshar. A person should do this as early as possible based upon the principle of zrizim akdim la mitzvah. So as soon as the sun rises, that's the best time for a person to go do this mitzvah. However, the Mishnah Berurah then adds, v'tov levarech osa b'rov am. It is preferable to do this bracha with a large group of people, b'rov am hadras melech. And therefore, Dishavut number 4 brings down that the Goyen Rav Tukachinsky Zatzal said that the minig was to double daven that morning of Bircha Sachama with Vasikin, B'nei Sachama, and make the bracha immediately right after the tefillah. What about if you're walking to shul and you see the gal gal chama, you see the lights already coming up? So what should you do in that situation? So the Shelus Shuvas Har Tzvi from Tzvi Pesach Frank brings down Shetzorach Lachilu Varch Miyad. Then don't wait till after davening, go make the bracha right away. Afilum lo ispalu adayin, even if you haven't davened yet, because ein mavir nala mitzvos. Here you have the mitzvah right there in front of you, and even though you're not with a minyan, not with rovam, you should make the bracha right there. Dishavu number 5 brings down that the gather over here of rovam. The Bir Halacha says, Shubasara. That's when you're dealing with 10 people. Chayadim says it would even be 3 people would be considered Rov Am. And a further discussion about this takes place in the Shari Tshuva in the bracketed Os Gimel, about 4 lines into it. He brings down from the Prima Gadim, who says that if the clouds are covering up the sun, the Ein Roim Guf Hashemesh, Yesh Levarech Af B'Shem Umachos. You can still make the bracha over here, even if you don't see fully the sun, you just see an outline of it. You see the brightness of it through the clouds, you can still make the bracha with Shema Malchus, because he says the Ikka bracha over here is that we recognize that the sun is up there. And we recognize this is a reminder of Maisa Bereishis. And as long as you can see the brightness of the sun, even though you can't see the outline of the sun because of the clouds, that's fine. He therefore adds that you should do this early in the morning, even if you can't see the sun, and you can make the bracha with Shema Malchus as long as you can recognize the brightness of the sun behind the clouds. Others suggest, however, that if you think it's going to not be cloudy, the clouds are dissipating, you should wait until you clearly can see the sun itself rather than just the brightness of the sun. Bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, B'dievet ad shalosh shos al hayom. You certainly can say this bracha even if you didn't say it right in the morning, at the beginning of the morning. You can certainly say it until 3 hours of the day have gone by. That's based on the Levush and the Mogen Avram. And he brings down, however, others, Harbi Achronim, there are many other Achronim. He has a whole list in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Beis, the Al-Yarabah, the Madani Yontif, Rav Yaakov Emdin, the Dogum Ravava, the Chayodim, all say, D'yucha levarach b'shas hadchak, under circumstances, for example, where you couldn't get out earlier, or the clouds were covering up the sun, ad chatzos. You can still say this bracha in the first half of the day until chatzos, midday. And this is even with saying, of course, the full bracha. Bruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Osa Maaseh Bereishis, v'Shem Umachos. If you can't see the sun at all, so then Ayin Shari Tshuva, which we already did, he tells us that that's a machlokes. Do you have to actually see the sun or just the brightness? He then brings down from the Chasam Sofer. Ubetshuvas Chasam Sofer Simen Nun Vav. He writes, Kasa the Chasam Sofer writes, Dimhoysa Mechusa Ba'ovim, if the clouds are covering up the sun. However, Ach Nireis Roshma Mibein Ha'ovim, but you can see the outline of the sun through the clouds, so then Mevarchim, Chasam Sofer says, you are allowed to make a bracha. However, Avo Kishlo Nisroa Klal, if it's so much covered up, it's so dark and thick the clouds, Lo Nira Levarach, then you shouldn't make a bracha. He says also, look in the Chasam Sofer, Ayin Sham, Shekosav, Minhago Be'inyan Brachazu. What was the Chasam Sofer's custom in regards to this bracha? He didn't just make an Osa Masa Bereishis. Beforehand, he had a preparation. Kodem HaBracha, before he made the bracha, Amru, Halu Es Hashem in HaShemayim. He said that kapitel of Tillim. Then he would make the bracha of Osa Masa Bereishis. Then he would add additional kapitloch. Amru Piyot Keladona Kol HaMasim. Many had the custom to do this when they do Kiddush Levana. At the conclusion of Kiddush Levana, they also read from this capital Keladona Kol HaMasim. And he says you should read this until V'achayos HaKodesh. In any event, he also says Mizbar V'achakach Mizbar Shemayim Sabin Kvodel, and then he says V'achakach Olenu L'Shabeach, and then he concludes the Birchas Hachama with a Kaddish. Dishifut number 8 brings down the reason why we say Aleinu, and we also do this, by the way, at the Kiddush Levana, is because it could look and be mistaken for a person, Chas V'Shalom, Rechmon al-Islam, that he's davening to the sun or davening to the moon. And therefore we say Aleinu L'Shabeach, which concludes, Ki Hashem Hu HaElokim B'Shamayim Imal, So therefore, we're clearly demonstrating that we're not chas v'sholom in any way davening to the sun or to the moon. And the only reason we're going outside to acknowledge these creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into the world, and this shows the gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tishavu number 9 goes back and further discusses the question of which one is preferable, to do the mitzvah as soon as possible or to do the mitzvah in the most preferable way. Again, if a person is walking to shul by himself in the morning and he sees the sun, so he could make that bracha. Otherwise, maybe if he waits to do it with a minyan, Barov Amhadras Melech, it's a little bit later on, but it's done in a more preferable way. Opinions are brought down on both sides. Ayin Shom. Finally, the Shari Tshuva also brings down the very last line on Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and he brings down that a blind person should not make this bracha. However, he then brings down the Marshal, says, and others as well, that just like a blind person can make Birchas HaLavona, can make Kiddush Lavona, so too over here, a blind person can make Birchas HaCham as well. The Mechaber continues, and then he says, there's another similar situation where you make a bracha like Birchas HaChama, and he says, V'chein mevarach gam kein, there's a special bracha that one makes also, kishiroa levona b'toharasa, when you see the moon returning to its pure state, b'toharasa as well. Likewise, when you see the kochavim, the various stars and the constellations, b'mishmerosam, in their watches and their places in the sky, Umazolos beitam, and you see the constellations in their proper time as well. In all of these situations, dahainu kishetachzor halavona betchilas mazal tleh, when the lavona goes through the sky and it's appearing in the mazal of tleh, which is the mazal of Aries, the constellation of Aries, the zodiac sign Aries, betchilas achodish, at the beginning of the month, velo tienote, and it doesn't turn, lo litzofel velo ledorim, not towards the north, not towards the south. So that's a certain position in the sky that is called the moon returning b'toharasa. And likewise, when we see the five heavenly bodies, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud explains, these are the various planets, Shabtai, which is Saturn, Tzedek, which is Jupiter, Madam, which is Mars, Noga, which is Venus, and Chokhov, which is Mercury, when you see those five planets in a certain place in the sky, and they're not turned, lo litzof and lo ledorim, not north or south, and likewise, Ola Mikzos HaMizrach, and likewise, whenever you see the mazel of the Tled, the mazel of Aries, in a certain place in the sky on the eastern border, you also, in all of these situations, can make the bracha of Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. However, the Mishnah Berurah already points out in Sivkot and Tes, Okayom, nowadays, he brings us down the name of the Shari Tshuva here, Ein Noagim Olam Azeh, we do not make the bracha for all of these types of astronomical phenomenon, but we do still make the bracha of Birchas HaChama. I should point out, what we just said about the moon has nothing to do with Kiddush Lavana, the bracha that we make on the new moon, its appearance, every month. That we, of course, are noeg to do, and that we'll learn about still in a future siman in Shulchan Aruch. That concludes today's shiur.